Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is happening? We are back. That's right. Episode 137, or is it 8, Luke? Either way, whatever one it is, we've done it. We are here. The impossible. We've been counted out before, but we always prove them wrong. Right, Ruben?
That is correct.
That's right. I got Ruben here with me today.
Hi there.
It's going to be a good day. Thank you guys for tuning in. I just got back from Idyllwild yesterday. Had a trip up to Idyllwild with the family for the weekend.
Cool.
And I have some exciting news. I don't even think I've told you, Ruben. I am going to be a new resident of Idyllwild.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got a place up there already?
Well, no, I'm still going to live in Idaho. But yeah, no, we're getting a place up in Idaho, though. So we're out there looking, and we found a spot we really, really liked. And, you know, cool. We put an offer. So we'll see. Fingers crossed.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So that was super fun. Went out there, took the kids. And even my parents came up and hung out for one of the days. Wow. And they came around with us and did the house searching.
You like the vibe?
We love it up there. Have you ever been to Idaho?
I don't know. I'm sure I have. I just can't recall.
Oh, man. It's so nice. And they got this really cool, like, downtown area. And it feels like a small mountain town, you know? But they also have some, like, good restaurants. And it's a fun spot. It's beautiful.
Man, if you get that spot, I'll come visit. You will. That's crazy.
Everyone will come visit.
How cool.
Yeah, so that's exciting. We're our fingers are crossed. But, you know, you never know. We'll see what happens. But yeah, now we're here. We're doing an episode. Thank you guys again for tuning in. If you are listening and you have been enjoying the show, head on over to Facebook. We have a group, the Feeling Good with Duddy group. And it's everyone who's kind of like listening to the show. They hang out over there. They talk about things on the show. It's a lot of fun. And it's growing rapidly. I just looked the other day. I think it's at like over 3,500 people now have joined that group.
Wow.
3.8 or something like that.
Hello.
Yeah.
To all of them.
Yeah. So very cool. And something else is going on over there on that site. So I got DuddyB.com up and running, right? So you can go to DuddyB.com right now. There's not a lot going on over there. There's Dirty Heads news and like show dates. There's the podcast news and things like that. But I do have some merch. I actually put up some merch. There's some Feeling Good with Duddy merch. And then there's just some fun DuddyB merch I made, which I'm going to be doing. You know, every couple months, I'm going to drop a new design.
Is it still the same design?
As of right now.
Okay.
Right now,
is it the plumbing?
It was, yes. So I'm making fake companies, yeah. Right? And this first one we dropped was Duddy B's Plumbing. And then I'll use a line from one of my songs, you know? So it was Duddy B's Plumbing. Feels good to get the demons out, right? So it makes sense. So that's what I'm going to do. Every drop is going to be a new fake company, and it'll have a line from one of my songs. But now everyone over there on that Feeling Good with Duddy group has been making up their own companies.
Big companies.
Yeah, and then
that's fun.
It's really fun. And I saw one too. Dang it! And I meant to have these all pulled up, and of course I didn't. We just got done with rehearsal, so and then we jumped into the podcast, and I wanted to pull a bunch of these up and read them. But one I remembered was fucking pretty funny, and someone put, I think it was like Duddy B's tampon company. And it said, six damn strings never sounded so appealing. I was like, that's pretty good. That was a pretty good one. So there's a lot of funny ones over there. But you guys, there is rules to this. And I'm noticing that people are, they're posting some companies, they're making up companies, but then they'll post something from like Jared's rap. You know, and it can't be like,
one of your
it can't be like Duddy B's company and then we use Jared's rap. Yeah. You know, so yeah.
I have a question for you. Do you already have your next one thought up?
So here's the deal. I already had my next one made up.
Okay.
I've had my next two already made up.
Cool, cool.
But we were looking at some of them that the people on the group made, and one of them would make so much sense for a certain reason to drop it next because of when it's gonna, when this one is gonna drop.
Okay.
So I actually think I'm going to be choosing for the next drop one that someone in our group on Facebook came up with. And I'm going to announce it soon and we'll hook that person up with something really cool, you know?
Wow.
Definitely we'll send them a, you know, box of the merch we make for sure. But yeah, so that's fun.
That's a nice way to be involved with, you know, an artist you like.
Totally.
You know,
absolutely.
Fans to interact with the bands that you go see, you know.
Totally.
That's rad.
What would, could you come up with a company name right on the spot right now?
For a fake company for something from one of my lyrics.
One of your lyrics? I'm just kidding.
I have no lyrics. I guess I would probably make like a lube.
A lube?
For my trombone slide.
Oh, okay.
I guess that would be it, probably.
Gross, dude.
Yeah.
We got ourselves a real P. Diddy over here.
Oh, come on, man. Don't. No, no. That's, you can't say that.
Nah, but that's that. Yeah, head on over to Facebook. Join the Feeling Good with Duddy group. It's a lot of fun. And make up some company names, and we might choose yours, and then we'll hook you up some cool shit. Dirty Heads news. We did just get done rehearsing. Yeah. We're getting ready for these shows we got coming up. We got Cali Roots this weekend. Oh. We leave in a few days to head out to Cali Roots. That'll be a lot of fun. It always is. We're playing with T-Pain, which is going to be actually awesome to watch. I'm very excited about that. I'm bringing Poncho. It's going to be a party.
On the bus?
I'm bringing Poncho, yeah. He's going to sleep in my bunk.
Crazy. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so Poncho's coming.
Is it his first? It's his first Cali Roots.
It'll be his first Cali Roots, yeah. That's right. And yeah, and then a couple weeks after that, we got Cali Vibes down in Long Beach, which is always a blast. And then we head out to Colorado in June for three show run. We start out at Red Rocks, and then the next day we head to Dillon, Colorado, and then we finish it up at Colorado Springs, right?
Yep.
That's it. Yeah, those three shows back to back to back. You can head over to dirtyheads.com, pick up tickets for those right now. And also, Dirty Heads news. If you've been listening, you know we are in the process of recording our new album. We're not touring this summer, but we are getting ready to release some new music. And I don't know exactly when it will be coming out. We're still a work in progress, but I'm very excited to share it with you guys. And we should have a lot more info on that coming up. And Dirty Heads news, we got something really fun that we're about to do. I don't have all the info on it, but I have enough to at least kind of prep you guys for what's coming. We're gonna have like an official fan club page that everyone can go to and sign up, and we're gonna be there hanging out a lot, doing Q&As and other fun interactive stuff with the people there. And you're gonna get, if you're a member there, you're gonna get, you know, access to like early, you know, ticket sales, discounted merch, things like that. So it's gonna be a cool hang.
That's right.
We're gonna actually be dropping it like pretty soon. We've been working on it, and it's going to be rad. So we have that to look forward to. And amazing. I don't think we've... What?
Amazing, I said.
Oh, I thought you said, what is it? And I said, I just...
No, no.
Is it said what it is.
Through the... Is it an Instagram page you're saying? Or what
no,
is it?
It's not an Instagram just page. Another it'll website, be a website. Or, okay. Yeah, it'll be its own full thing
okay.
that you can
like
go to.
Like the official fan club
it'll
website.
Be like a hub, a Dirty Heads official
cool.
hub, fan site type thing.
For everything Dirty Heads.
Yes. And it's like a thing where it's like you can be on there 24/7. And if other people are on there, you guys can be hanging and talking. Okay. And, you know, it's a full sitch.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, it'll be cool. And we're going to do a lot of fun stuff. And, you know, obviously... Like I said before, you'll have access to like early ticket sales and merch drops and all that good stuff. So right. we'll fill you in when we get more info on that.
That's rad.
Yeah, it is rad. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm actually looking forward to it. We can go live on it and stuff. So we've been throwing a lot of fun ideas that we're going to do. We'll probably be doing like little acoustic performances on there and
wow.
things like that. So yeah. So that is good news. You know what else is good news, Ruben?
What?
We did it. We are the FNL champions.
Oh, wow.
Seventh and eighth grade.
Yes.
The Jack. Seventh and eighth grade division, Friday Night Lights, flag football team.
Wow.
I helped coach me and my friend Ryan. We coached Jack's flag football team, and we won the championship. It was pretty rad. Yeah. It was super exciting. And it was funny because we didn't have like an amazing season. You know, like we were like, we lost a bunch and like we had tough games and like we were hoping to like, okay, well, maybe we can win one of these games in the playoffs. That'd be cool. You know, mm-hmm. that's what me and the coach were thinking. Cause we knew our team was good, but like sometimes they wouldn't be super focused and we'd make silly mistakes that would cost us games and things. But fuck, these kids just showed up to play when it was playoff time. We won the last awesome. Four games that we played, you know, our last game of the season and then three straight playoff games to win the championship. And it was pretty rad. These kids were so happy. These kids were so stoked.
Jack.
Oh, he was so happy. And Jack caught like an awesome touchdown catch in the championship game too. That was just amazing. So that makes me so happy because I know like...
It's
how
great.
Pumped he's going to be. Like, it's one thing to win, but it's also like to win and score like a touchdown. Like you feel like you were part of it and all it. So he
to
was
be
just
competitive. Like, yeah, it's really good for children to be a part of these like sports and things like that. But there is that when it comes down to it, you can fumble or you can catch it. And it doesn't matter. As like you, as a parent watching, like you have to be there for your kid either way.
Totally.
But to see your kid succeed in something.
It's awesome.
I mean,
it's awesome.
Wow. That's really rad. And especially because not just a catch, but the catch that is going to, that's going to really charge him. Like it's going to give him that trajectory, hopefully.
Yeah, you know, things like that, you know, moments like that in your life, like he'll remember that, you know, and it
builds that belief in yourself and kids need that.
They absolutely
do. It's good for their self-esteem and confidence. And that's really rad, man. Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you very much. That was cool. And so, yeah, that was fun coaching and awesome to see these kids pull it off. But I'm going to do something that I haven't done in a long time. We're going to do an episode a segment here that we haven't done forever, but I saw something at one of our last practices that blew my freaking mind. So this is a, you should be shot. That's right. I have a, you should be shot. And today the person that should be shot is this shitty ass coach that was coaching next to us, like, you know, on the same field that we're practicing on. Bro, this dude, he was coaching like 6 and 7 year old kids, like little kids. Yeah. And he's all of a sudden we like hear all this screaming and like what is we look over and he goes, I finally am like paying attention. I realize it's the coach screaming at these 6 and 7 year old kids. And I turn around just in time to hear him go, "We're not here to fuck around." just like, what
the? Don't have fun. Yeah, don't have fun, kids.
You don't yell and curse at other people's 6 and 7 year old kids. Like, you don't do that to your kids either, but like,
your kids, it's
oh
fine.
My God, he was yelling. Alexander, stop laughing. We're not here to have a good time. I'm like, yeah, they are here to have a good time. They're fucking 6 years old, dude.
It's literally the only reason they're there.
That's why they're here. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know about football. They're here to run around with their friends.
It's sad.
It was insane. So it got to the point where me and the coach that I coach with, we were like, dude, I think we should go over there and say something. But as we were talking, that parents and everything started showing up and sitting like around the fields, not just from his team, but all the other teams that were starting to show up. So there was a lot of like parents and other people around. So he kind of cooled it off. But holy crap. So that man needs to be shot.
Yeah, I agree.
And where do we shoot him, Ruben? Like in the vocal cord?
Yeah, no, I mean, probably the stomach, so he dies slow.
Oh, you want to kill him?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you said shoot him, so.
Oh, yeah, wow.
He could live, but it takes a long time to die from that. So I feel like that's the right, because.
The stomach, you want him to die.
I mean, yeah, you don't. Why kids, man? Like, especially if you're going to be a coach.
Yes.
You know, it's a big.
Well, you said it too, man, because at that age, if you have a bad season or a coach you just hate or a team that you just said, you just don't want to play that sport anymore.
Yeah, you quit.
Yeah, you're just like, I don't want to play baseball.
Yeah.
Because, and that's what happened to Jack. I remember he was like 8 or 9. He played a couple seasons of baseball and he got on a team with a coach that was not that bad as this dude, but he was not great and he was kind of mean and it was just a bad season. And after that season, Jack's like, Dad, I don't want to play baseball anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, motherfucker.
If you want to coach kids, then you better have like a good heart.
Yeah. And patience.
Yeah, man.
You have to have patience and you have to understand that these kids are 6 and 7 years old.
Especially like there's student athlete and collegiate. That's a whole other, closer to professional, right?
Yeah.
Kids, man, they're out there to have fun. And that really makes me mad too. I agree, it was
wild. Like it was like one of those things where we couldn't even focus on our practice anymore. Cause we were so like heated. We were just like, dude, but we got to go say something to this guy. We got to tell him he's got to chill out. Like luckily a bunch of parents and stuff started showing up all around. So but wow, that guy beats his wife.
That sucks, man. It's fucking true.
Or his husband.
Or himself.
We're not here to judge. Oh, man. That kind of felt good. We haven't shot someone in a long time.
God.
All right. Well, I think after getting all fired up and shooting someone, we should relax a little bit. Should we smoke some weed?
Yeah. Always. Yeah.
All right. Right, Ruben, what do you have for us today?
Oh, man, I'm excited because there's actually a lot of really cool things going on with Dirty Heads and cannabis together. One of them being Cali Roots. Obviously, we're playing, but some really good companies that I like are going to be there with a pretty heavy presence. 710 Labs, who are good friends for a long time, supporters of us, and one of the best in the game as far as concentrates. I mean, just in general, they have everything they do is good. But they're going to be there, as well as there's going to be a roll bar with two or three different professional rollers that they're going to be rolling joints, probably with like hash.
Professional rollers?
Yes.
Like, what does that mean?
That just means that part of like they provide a service, like say at a bar or say at a cannabis event.
They'll sit there and just roll.
They'll roll for the event. So you can have like just like a bar. You come up and, oh yeah, I want to try this strain, and they'll roll you a nice joint with a glass tip. Mm. They don't lick it, you know, it's very professional. And that's going to be happening backstage with a bunch of different flower brands, as well as these professional rollers. So that's I feel like it's cool to the cannabis community is being more active in, I mean, Cali Roots is, they're always active in there, but
yeah.
I feel like it's just, I'm happy to see these specific brands and these specific people because they're people that I do follow and I like. So the stuff that we're going to try today is from Team Elite Genetics. And these guys are one of my favorites. They have so many different and unique strains. These are just three of their different hash rosin pens. This is some flower of theirs. And this is what Duddy's going to try today. This is a full sativa. And this is their exclusive Pheno of Jack Herrera crossed with Skunk number one. So that's what Duddy's going to be smoking. I'm going to be doing some of their rosin. And
nice packaging.
Yeah. I'm going to do their watermelon taffy. And big shout out again to Puffco.
They are
seriously just, I mean, they set the bar as far as electronic dabbers go, but also they really take care of us. And
they really do.
We appreciate it because that's going to be the reason we'll be able to take dabs on the way to Cali Roots is all these Puffco devices.
Is there a cleaner way to smoke than the droplet? I don't think there is. That's got to be the cleanest hit.
Any of the water pipes that Puffco's made, the droplet, the ripple,
yes,
the Ryan Fit recycler, they're just.
Look up the Puffco droplet if you know what I'm talking about. Yep. It's amazing.
And this right here is the Pivot, one of their newest ones, and it's the Mocha edition, chocolate mocha. Portable. This is the best portable dabber device on the market.
Wow.
Team Elite Genetics, thank you guys seriously so much.
That's clean.
The flower is on an artisan level. Every single eighth you look at it, it looks perfect.
Very nice. Wow, that tastes really fresh and nice. Piney. Nice packaging. Well, boom. Thank you, Ruben.
Thank you, Duddy. Thank you, Team Lead Genetics. Thank you, 710 Labs. We'll see you at Cali Roots.
Yep. All right, we're going to hop on over and do a Q&A. And if you want a chance to ask us some Q&A questions that we will answer on the show, head over to the Facebook group that we talked about earlier, and you can ask us questions right there, and we'll possibly answer them on the show just like this.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
It's question time again. Answering shit, Q&A-ing with my friends. But I ain't answering that dumb shit. Ask me about pizza and I'm emptying my gun clip. It's Q&A time. Ask me about life and I'll tell you what I'm mine.
All right. You ready, Ruben?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not high anymore.
Ruben, Brent Short wants to know, whatever happened to the Dirty Heads and Stick Figure collab that was talked about 4 years ago?
Well, I have some inside information about that.
Yeah, that's about as much information as I have on it, too. I don't know what that is. Like, I don't... Honestly, I never heard any...
I think in the future,
yeah.
There will be some kind of...
I'm looking at the photo, but I don't even... figure collaboration.
But
definitely
maybe,
not
but,
against it.
But maybe not that whatever it was in the past, the legend that is the Dirty Heads Stick Figure song collaboration.
I don't know what that picture is or where that came from. I know Jared like went into the studio like one time with Scott for like a couple hours,
yeah.
But I never heard any song. Like, I don't think they actually ever made a song, and that's as far as it went. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's two of the busiest bands in the scene.
Pretty busy,
working constantly, and constantly doing new music on their own each. So it's hard to, for us, it's hard to, I would think, you know.
Not saying it'll never happen.
Yeah.
Definitely not against it, but yeah, there hasn't been a Dirty Heads Stick Figure song created. We haven't done it.
Yeah. Sorry.
We haven't done it. What am I doing? Oh yeah, questions. Where are these at? Got me all stoned, Rubes. This one comes from Kimmy, and she says, this is actually funny because we were just looking at this today. Have you ever fell off stage or tripped on stage? Any embarrassing moments? No, I haven't, but Matt showed me a hilarious video of someone falling off. Where's that video? Here, whatever. We'll put it in the show, in the video. So if you're listening too, you can also go to YouTube. All these episodes are on YouTube and you can watch it there and the videos and everything. But what's the band name and what was the festival?
It was in Daytona, I think.
It was Daytona. Some rock.
Brand of Sacrifice.
And the dude looks tough.
Brand?
Yeah, Brand.
Brand of Sacrifice.
At Welcome to Rock.
And he's a big, tough looking metal dude. And he's in his I'm looking tough mode. And there's a big drop coming and he's getting as tough as he can. And then he fucking trips and falls down right at the drop. It's like, it couldn't be any better. You have to look it up.
It's the most anticlimactic.
You're ready for the world to explode.
And then he sings and he still plays it off. But he was like, people don't forget, dude.
They sound good. So it's not like that's going to stop them from being, you know. Successful.
So good. I just love it that I could just picture the second they got backstage, his whole band was just all,
You never live that down.
He's just like, fuck.
You can't live it down now.
Don't worry. It's not like everyone has a camera in their pocket. Yeah. Oh, what else we got here?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Natasha Rodriguez says, if you could have any artist cover a DH song, who would you pick? That's actually a pretty funny question. That's a good one, too. Any artist cover a DH song, who would it be?
Kenny G?
Oh, I would love that. That would be amazing. Imagine a full album, though, of just Dirty Head songs and there's no vocals. It's just sax. Kind of nice.
Hacky sax?
Hacky sax? dude, we're in the middle of rehearsal today. And we're playing Sloth's Revenge. And I get to the spot where I say, hippie like a hacky sack. And Ruben throws a fucking hacky sack at me. And he's got this big old grin on his face. Like, Alicia Thornlim says, is Sophia going to release any of her music? Absolutely, she is. I'm actually leaving next Thursday to go to Nashville for a few days to record some of her music.
Everything we've heard, everything you've shown us, it's so good. She's just got such a great voice.
Yeah.
She and really does. She plays guitar so good. I mean,
no, she's insane.
Way better than you.
She really does. Oh, dude, I say it all the time. She's already a better singer and guitar player than I am.
I'd be so mad. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm very proud. She's awesome. So, yes, with a lot of exciting stuff happening for Sophia.
That's very really soon. Rad.
Man. Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Ernest Greisman says, where is your happy place? Yours is like a weed farm or something. I mean, mine's got to be like a golf course.
Find your happy place.
Or Idlewild, soon to be Idlewild.
I think one of the best feelings I've ever had was probably going into the BAC workshop where they make all the horns and seeing like 20 different trombones I could play.
All right.
And that was a really cool feeling.
Yeah.
That was very rewarding and it was almost like overstimulating.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like, you go into a music store, they have 20,000 guitars you can play.
Yeah.
For me, there's like maybe one trombone I'll ever go, oh yeah, I can play that.
Yeah.
So going up to a place where there's just trombones, that's definitely
pretty
my
cool.
happy place.
Pretty rare.
Yeah. BAC, thank you for letting us come by there, by the way. Mike, the horn doctor, I believe.
The horn doctor.
He made Trombone Shorty's trombone for the Super Bowl this last Super Bowl. So nice. He performed... it was him and a couple of other horn players, and it was a beautiful horn with all this really cool custom engraving on the bell. But BAC, the company in Kansas City, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah, they made it. So that was where me and Mark got to go on one of our days off, where they had that trombone.
Dope.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to name our horn section, Ruben and Mark, for a bit, and we've come up with some pretty good ones. I've had two that I love that Ruben refuses to use, right? So I had one, it should be Horn Hub, right? Horn Hub's great. Or Brass to Mouth.
I came up with that. I came up with that.
Did you?
Yes, that is mine.
I thought I did.
I've been using that for years.
All right.
I'm okay with that one because I came up with
it. Okay.
Horn Hub, no.
Oh, but Brass to Mouth is
Brass
fine.
To Mouth is great.
I want you guys to head over to the Facebook group and I want you guys to name the horn section, all right?
Me and Mark brainstormed not too long ago and I came up with another good one. But I can't remember.
It can't be better than Brass to Mouth.
That's my favorite.
Oh, I can't wait to read some of those later. This next one comes from Brett. I'm going to say it. Goiki? How would you say that? Goiki?
Goik?
Brett Goik?
Goik? Geek?
This is actually kind of a funny question. If sports teams' mascots battled each other in order to win, what would be some of the top teams from any sport? That is... And then he puts like Bears versus Bengals, you know, you get it. Mm. I mean, that's funny. That's good. What would there be? The Giants, right? What's going to beat a fucking giant?
Yeah, I guess if they're actual...
If you're what you are.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, Giants.
I don't know.
That's too easy.
Yeah. What would be the...
I thought it was like if guys, the guys in the costumes fought, but then that wouldn't matter.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. But yeah. I like it better. If it was actually like a shark fighting a, you know, tornado. isn't there tornadoes? I don't know. What would be the pussiest team, Matt Scott? The Ducks?
Luke says the Ducks.
Oh, no. The Red Sox. Like, what do you...
It's like Pokemon. It's a pile.
The White Sox? Oh, you're right. The Red Sox would beat up White Sox. Yeah.
Any kind of sock is not going to do well.
No, sock is not going to do shit. He's like, yeah. Fuck.
So funny.
All right.
Your sock versus a giant? Yeah.
Yeah. The so giant just uses it as a fifi.
What the hell?
Patrick Lynch says, when are we getting the first annual Duddy B golf tournament? I know. I've been talking about this, actually.
You're the man with all the resources. You know the people. You know the places. Yeah. Where would it be?
Well, there is this course near our house, Metal Arc, that we actually have talked to them about doing something before, and they're totally down. And I was always thinking, like, we could reschedule it somehow, like, but it wouldn't make... I mean, I was like, if we schedule it around when, like, Cali Vibes is, I know all those bands would always be in town around that time. Yeah. Maybe we can get it to where, like, you know, members from each band are coming in and you can get a chance to be on the team with them, or I don't know. You know what I mean?
Really cool. You could probably.
But then it's like to get all of those bands to be at a golf tournament.
I know how you could do it. I think that if you talk to Cali Vibes, call them up, say, hey, Cali Vibes, I have this idea. I'm Duddy.
Yeah.
First thought, lead with that. But if you came to them and be like, yo, let's collaborate and let's do, because I feel like maybe it's just me, but it seems that golf has become more popular among even just the reggae bands, or even, you know, the music scene. Mm-hmm. It seems like more people are golfing in general, right?
Yeah.
So I think that if you brought it to them and said, yo, let's do the Cali Roots Invitational or whatever, and have it part of Cali Roots where it's, say, the week before or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And the bands, whoever wants to be a part of it, could sign up and they can make a whole package out of it.
Yeah.
You go watch it, you get fucking Adam Sandler involved.
You get Adam Sandler involved?
I mean, you know, Happy Gilmore. But yeah, I think that it would be a great idea, Ruben.
It was my idea. Jeez, just like I came up with Brastomon.
I came up with that. That's for sure. Shit. I came up with that.
Oh, shit, is this the last one I have right here? Okay. Steve Tuck says, I can't wait to see y'all play at the California State Fair this July. Do you have a favorite fair food, like deep fried Twinkies or anything? Oh, man, I love fair food. So every time we play like a fair or a, you know, festival where they have all the fair food out there, I always ask for an after show smorgasbord.
Yeah.
I just want them to go around and just get a bunch of fun stuff.
A little bit of everything.
My kind of go-to when it comes to like fair food or fried food is fucking corn dog. Yeah.
I know that.
It's kind of hard to beat a good corn dog.
And the fair has the best ones.
They do.
For sure.
They're so good.
Yeah. I like, even though there's sometimes it's kind of gross, when it's really good, or the most enticing thing, I feel like it's always the turkey leg, even though.
You love turkey.
I do love turkey. Shout out to all the turkeys out there. I do.
You love turkey.
The turkey leg looks and smells amazing, but when you actually get it, it's not like as good as it smells.
No. Churro.
Fried Oreos. Fried butter. Fried soda.
Shit.
No, yeah, I like the barbecue section of the fair is always something that really smells really good. They have the chicken or like these, the kielbasas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I can go corn dogs, churros. That's a good day.
Do you do frozen lemonades or anything like that?
Nah.
You're not a drink guy? Or you have Tito's?
Unless there's vodka in it, I really don't want any part of it.
Yeah, okay. frozen lemonade with Tito's.
All right, now we're talking.
Okay.
No, you know what? It's the same with margaritas for me. It's like I like the flavor of lemonade and I like the flavor of margaritas. I just can't really drink them. They're too acidy.
Yeah.
I'd rather just have a water with some vodka in it.
Some all frozen right. water.
Let's get out of here. Thank you guys again. We will see you. Oh, we're going to head out to Cali Vibes this weekend Cali Roots this weekend. And I'm bringing some mics and stuff. We're going to try and get some things and we'll catch up next week.
All right.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.